proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. Some years ago, I was away from my family for a ministry trip overseas for 3 months. Each passing day, I marked the date off on my calendar. Before I knew it, I was packing my bags ready to see my family again. It is fair to say that the anticipation of reuniting with my family accelerated my daily countdown. For others, though, counting down the days and hours may feel mundane and boring. I love the saying that goes like this, "A watched pot never boils." If we just look at time for time itself, it feels like we are just moving at a snail's pace. Yet God, in His matchless wisdom, understands the details and significance of counting down the days. This is presented in the biblical tradition of counting of the Omer. Between the Jewish holidays of Passover and Shavuot, also known as Pentecost, are 50 days of great anticipation. During these 50 days, the Jewish people practice the counting of the Omer. Leviticus 23, verses 15 and 16 reads, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." The sheaf mentioned here is the measurement called an omer. Well, I'm sure you're wondering by now, what exactly is an omer? An omer is the ancient unit of measurement of a little over 3.5 liters. This is just over 15 cups of grain or dry commodities. In this case, in Leviticus 23, we are talking about barley. Sometimes an omer is translated as sheaf. The sheaf is about the amount of barley or grains that you would need to bundle for this offering. The biblical instruction is to wave an omer or a sheaf of barley before the Lord. Then you would count 7 weeks until the wheat harvest is ready, and the Feast of Weeks, known as Shavuot in Hebrew, arrives. These 50 days are a fascinating bridge between two great works of God. At Passover, or Pesach in Hebrew, Jesus the Messiah fulfilled this day by dying as the Passover lamb on the cross. He rose again on the Feast of First Fruits. 50 days later, at Pentecost, there was a soul harvest as the Holy Spirit came in and dwelt the believers. The counting of the Omer was an exciting occasion, similar to how the Christmas Advent calendar works. For the early church and the Jewish believers, who were its majority, this was a festive time. It was during these weeks of the counting of the Omer that the disciples were waiting with great anticipation of what the Lord would do next. Jesus spent much time with his disciples purposely interacting with them to show that he really was alive, the risen Lord. He met them in the upper room, had breakfast with them by the Sea of Galilee, and was seen of about 500 people. Acts 1 verse 3 says, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Sometimes we overlook the details of the Bible, such as the counting of the Omer. One precious thought is seeing how barley is mentioned in the Bible. Every time we see it, it is connected with the theme of victory and provision. God provided a land to the children of Israel that included barley, according to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 8. The Feast of First Fruits that came after Passover was a barley harvest. Paul actually mentions this twice in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 23, where it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are at Christ at his coming." The count of the Omer is a great time of anticipation. The disciples were waiting for the Lord to set up his kingdom. Instead, Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit, giving them power to be his ambassadors. 2,000 years later, we anticipate the resurrection with the return of the Lord. In this, God will give his blessed provision and eternal victory. Now as we meditate on these things today, my friend, let's also remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and remember that God's work is still great, especially among the Jewish people, and we need to do our part in sharing the gospel with them, which is the provision for their salvation. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.